Hi, everybody. Welcome to Queers and Soaps. I'm Tommy, and today I'm joined by Eric.
Dominic.
We
Whatever that voice is.
finally back talking about Santa Barbara. I'm excited about it. Tonight we are discussing episodes 16 to 20. So I'll roll the credits and we'll get right into it. So, I feel like we haven't watched this in forever. I like forgot where we were.
I couldn't remember people's names. I couldn't remember Dominic, in fact. Actually, I
Really?
was like, what is that person's name? I forget.
So the where we left off, I felt like happened so long ago, but Joe,
It did,
once again, he diffused the security system at the Capitol Mansion. And he got into Channing's room and he gathered a bunch of things.
yeah.
But oh, so Augusta, who we still don't really know her motive because we feel like she's trying to get rid of Joe, but also she's trying to fuck Joe. Like, I don't know
No words. I have no idea, but I like it.
it.
I don't know what she's doing, but I like it.
She called Cece to tell him that she saw an intruder going over the wall. So that's how he gets almost got it. And he hides in
And
a closet.
well, she disguises her voice a little bit,
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like a little bit deeper. I'm sure he knew who it was. I feel, I don't know. She didn't sound too different, but whatever.
I feel like she's, I don't know this, I'm just speculating. I feel like she's working for somebody. Like she's working with Dominic or for Dominic. I like she has to be working with somebody, right?
I don't think for Dominic, because Dominic is trying to help Joe, but she wants to, I like you said, like she 1 minute she wants him out of town, next minute she's banging him. Like I don't know. It's the truth. Like I have no words. I don't know what she wants.
Cruz is staying at the Capitol Mansion because he was hurt during that oil rig explosion.
Yeah.
And
He looks great for being hurt, though, by the
right,
way.
he sees Joe trying to sneak out and he like hides him in his room. And they come up with this plan that they're gonna have somebody drive his car to a mechanic and Joe's gonna hide in the trunk and that's how he's gonna get off of the grounds because they have guards searching the grounds and they're not gonna stop until they find him. So they're gonna be looking for him all night.
Speaking of, wasn't Joe was in that room for a decent amount of time before anybody even went up there? So, like, were they thinking that he wasn't in the room? Like, I'm like, he's like getting this and that, and then it goes to the next scene, and then it's like back to him getting more stuff. I'm like, if they know about it, I'm like, what is taking so long to get up the steps? Is it like a mansion? Like a, I guess it is like a mansion, but still, like, I don't know. It's weird.
And is everybody just staying up all night, like waiting to see if he gets caught? Because I feel like he like so for us it was just a scene. I feel like they went to commercial break or they ran the credits and then they came back and he was leaving Cruz's room to do the plan. But then
Right.
Ellie comes out and I feel like it's like the ass crack of dawn and she's like she sees him and she's like about to rat him out and he's like, no, listen to me.
Yeah, she even screams for somebody and then she stops like herself. And I'm like, I guess nobody heard her the first time.
Surprisingly, their love theme didn't play. I thought that would have played. I feel like
No, but it does in a
they're
minute.
starting to ease up on that a little bit.
They did it the one time again
They
at
did,
some
because I
point.
was like, but when they did play it, I was like, oh, I haven't heard it in a while.
So it wasn't as bad for you.
Yeah, it was less triggered. So I don't really remember because I feel like I watched that. I watched the first two episodes a few days ago, but I watched the rest today. But she doesn't rat him out. Is it because she knows about Cruz's plan and she wants to help Cruz?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I still feel like she's sort of torn, but she still thinks he did it. So another one, I don't understand her either. Because pick one, like you either think he did it or you don't. Because like 1 minute she's going to scream, she doesn't, but then later on, like she'll do the same thing. Like she's like, "I'm telling, I'm over you." You know, I don't know. I'm torn.
So, Toni, who played by Renee Jones, always glad to see her. I know when she's not going to be on forever, so whenever we do see her, I'm like, oh, you're still here.
I still call her Lexi. I put Lexi. Lexi comes by.
So Tony's checking on Cruz, and I think Cruz asked her to take his car, or Kelly asked her to take Cruz's car, and or whatever. So she's like, okay, so whatever. Talking about this plan to get him off the grounds was more intricate than the actual plan, because the next scene he's just home, so the plan worked.
Yeah,
the grounds.
Yeah, they didn't really show it, right?
No. They talked about it more than the plan. Like, it was just a success. He got out of there.
Because I think when he, like you said, you don't really know the time of day, because remember, I forget when it was, but either in the next episode or later on, he gets to Augusta's and she's like, oh, and it's like, it looks like it's daytime. So I'm like, did he sleep? Like, I don't know what's happening.
I really don't know.
It was pretty quick, the
next morning. Cause
okay,
he snuck there at night. So I assumed he stayed in Cruz's room all night and then was
probably
sneak off into the car early morning.
That makes sense.
Plus there was like a conversation, I think, on the phone between Peter and Kelly. And he was like, good morning. So I was like, okay, so it is morning. So then maybe he went to work at Augusta's in the afternoon.
Time confuses me in Santa Barbara. Yeah.
We probably shouldn't think about this too hard because it really doesn't matter.
I know, right? It doesn't.
But she was like, oh, because she was probably shocked to see that he wasn't like killed or like arrested.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, I guess she's still working here. Great.
Yeah.
There was a phone call between, what's his name? Ted and Lakin.
Lakin.
And he got, like, really mad when he found out that, I already forgot his name. Joe.
Ted? Oh, Joe.
Was working there. Mm. And, he was just like, the guy that killed my brother. And she's like,
yep. Oh,
is that when she said he's his sister is my best friend or something like that? It's very
common. Yeah. Yeah.
This happened maybe second episode, because we actually opened the LA scenes with like the boys being stupid in the kitchen and Jade being mad that like they woke her up or whatever. Can we agree that Jade's auditioning for porn, pretty much?
You know, that's another story. I'm like, these stories, I'm thinking they're going to go one way, and they're just not. And I'm like, this story's like not even moving. I'm like, so she goes to this guy or whatever, and then Mr. Winterset is his name, which is a dumb name.
He does French films, aka in my head, porn.
He was, yeah. He says, like, to come back. I thought he wanted to, like, banger or something, but well, then he says something about doing a tape and then all that.
A screen test
to
see if she pops off the screen, as she says,
because she said she had a tape but it's in New York.
She lied to make it sound like she has
right something going on. Yeah.
But did you notice in the waiting room the other two girls, one of them was Barbara Crampton?
Yes, you did say that, and then I did look, and I'm like, it's so weird, because it was in 84, right? And she had, like, such a bit part, unless she comes back for another few episodes, but...
Well, she was on D's till 83.
Right.
So then she must have did this before doing Y&R, maybe?
But she did, The Reanimator, which is, like, a horror comedy movie, in 84 as well, I think. Could have been 86. I'm not positive of the timeline, but yeah, so I'm surprised she did a bit part on Santa Barbara. Maybe she knew somebody or somebody needed a favor. I don't know.
I know she was on Y&R as Leanna Love, maybe from like the late 80s, like 88.
Yeah, I would say she came in 86 to 88 in that area.
Okay. So maybe she did a few horror movies before going to Y&R?
Yeah. I've seen some of her stuff on Young and the Restless. It's good from back then.
And then she's on... Guiding Light in the episodes that I'm watching right now with Angel.
Yeah, who is she on Guiding Light? Mindy? Is she Mindy?
She's Mindy. Episode that we just talked about, I feel like they're gearing for her to leave. It just I don't know. It feels like a lot of people are leaving, like they're wrapping up a lot of storylines. I think they may have
Okay.
a writer. So, and I know she
does she this,
in 95.
Is she the second Mindy? Or is she the original Mindy?
Angel said she's like the fourth Mindy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Many Mindys later.
There may even be another Mindy after her.
I don't even, when I watched Scotty Light, there was no Mindy.
I think she doesn't appear after the 90s until like the finale.
I think, do you know who Krista Tessaro is? Mm-mm. I think she was the first Mindy. Krista Tessaro was her name. I think I'm saying it wrong, but she was also a Tina on One Life to Live in the 90s. And I think she's the one that came back to Guiding Light as Mindy when I watched, because Mindy did reappear in like 98.
Because I think I remember recently reading that after what's her name, the original Tina,
Andrea Evans.
Yeah, after she left, I saw there was a recast and I looked her up. So I think I do know who you're talking about.
And it's, well, after Andrea Evans left, there was another Tina, and then Krista Tessaro took over.
Oh, okay.
After that one, but the other one was like only a year, like very short lived.
I wish I could see Andrea Evans play Patty Williams in the 80s on Y&R. I would love to see that. Just to compare to how Stacey Hyduk played her, just to like compare and contrast to like the different.
I don't think she was crazy in the 80s, though. I could be wrong.
Wasn't she obsessed with Jack Abbott, though? And he like cheated on her and that made her crazy?
Yeah, I do have a couple episodes with her, but I'll get them to you at some point. But I don't think she does much, though, in the episode that I have.
Oh, okay.
So she's not crazy.
Well, after that long tangent, let's get back to Santa Barbara. We literally went from Barbara Crampton to Andrea Evans. Like, we just, like, totally went off track.
Because the soap girls get around.
everything. Yeah, she literally had that one seat in the waiting room. And I'm like, I remember my friend Matt mentioning that she was on it really quick, but that was really quick. I was like, oh, I was like, because I wasn't sure it was her. I was like, maybe this is it.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, so the creepy guy wants Jade to come back for a screen test, and she's bragging
about
the guys, making it sound better than it is.
It wasn't anything.
And then she overhears the phone call with Ted and Lincoln. She gets mad that he said that about her brother. She's ride or die for her brother. I do like that one aspect of Jade.
Yeah.
Unlike his father, who we did see at one point this week, and I was like, oh,
douche.
Eric is so mad right now.
And what did he even meet up with him for? He did the same bullshit that he always does. I'm like, why'd he even bother? Like, what the fuck?
Well, because Joe called him.
I know, but that's what I mean. Like, but it was the same bullshit.
It was. And it was basically just for him to be like, I'm leaving town, get back together with mom, and watch out for
Joe. Right.
And then they fought, and that was it.
I hate that, dude.
I think we truly are, I know I say this every time we watch it, but I think we truly are at the point where I may have stopped watching, because I didn't remember a lot of this, but I did remember little things. But overall, I was like, huh, I don't remember this.
So you didn't see Eden come on then?
I never saw Eden, no.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I have this vague memory of seeing Lionel arrive. So maybe I watched one or two more episodes. I'm not really sure.
I don't see any sign of them coming, but usually there's like somebody's calling all the time or something.
Yeah.
They're usually just, like,
he's out of town, and Augusta alludes that he has these affairs with these women, his women companions, she calls them.
Yeah. Yep.
So apparently the fence that separates the Lockridge property and the Capitol property is just barbed wire. Because we see Joe sweaty working in the backyard. Augusta's coming on to him saying she thinks she finally believed that he didn't do it. And, wow, took you a while to finally get there.
Yeah.
And Kelly's riding her horse and she like can't stop looking at Augusta coming on to Joe. She like can't look away.
It's like watching a train wreck.
So much so that she feels like she has to climb in, like under like the barbed wire, and she cuts herself and gets stuck, and she's like, Joe, help me.
Yeah, like, that's where I'm confused. Like, she, if you think you killed your brother, like, why are you, I don't know.
It's annoying. It's almost like she, like, wanted to fight Augusta, and she, like, wanted to storm her, but she had to climb through the barbed wire.
And that, yeah, that was where I have cue music, because that's when it's, didn't the music come on at that point?
Yeah, it did, but it started at a different point, so we actually got more of it.
Yeah, that was in episode 18, because I have cue music. Joe helps Kelly, and they kiss. Yeah. And then they fight.
So the first, because they did replay it at the beginning of the next episode, but the first kiss, the cliffhanger kiss, was longer. They played their theme song. It was hot. There was tongue, because there was open mouth. I saw the tongues going. I was like, I wonder if they were dating at this point.
They were probably dating at that time, for sure.
Yeah, they went, it was hot. But then when they replayed it in the next episode, it was like only a few seconds. She got mad as hell, pushed him away, was like, what are you doing? I was like, wait, what happened to the passionate long kiss we just saw?
I know, right?
He wraps her cut with like his headband, handkerchief, whatever you want to call it. When Mason sees that she got cut, he like calls the police, and he was like, he attacked my sister.
It was Joe. Well, he's, you know, it's whatever. I don't even understand Mason either, because he's jealous of his dead brother. So, and I get it, like, your dad's treating you like your dead brother, so whatever. But he's supposedly mad at, you know, him hurting Kelly, so
Santana,
I guess he has a heart.
Santana's still playing nicey nice with Cece.
Did Santana dye her hair? Did it look darker to you?
I don't know, but I feel like Santana has a different hairstyle every time I see her. I feel like she cuts it every time I see her.
Because I feel like in the first five she was blonde, and then like I was even thinking, because I didn't ever think she'd be related to like Rosa and Danny and all them. So then I'm like, did she go darker? Maybe they were like, maybe they thought the same thing. Like, maybe dye her hair a little bit dark, because she doesn't look related to them. Because I thought that. I don't know.
I didn't notice the color, but I do feel like the shape changes. And I'm like, does this woman get a haircut every week? Like, because I felt like I'm different every time I see her.
Hey, if I could get a new hairstyle every week, I would.
I really like her, and I'm really sad that she doesn't stick around. I don't know when she leaves, but I'm going to be really sad about it.
I like her, too. I kind of like the storyline, but I kind of want it to move as well. Like, I feel like
Playing nicey nice with Cece, like butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. But every once in a while, she slips in something about her son. Like, it was his birthday this week, and she got him a present. And she's like,
that was sad.
Yeah. When she was like, you can unwrap it, I was like, you spent time wrapping it. I didn't realize that you could, like, it was a box that you could lift the top off of. I was like, he's going to open up the wrapping paper that you wrapped for nice.
I know. He
wasn't slipping him anything or saying it's your mom or anything like that. And she was like, see, trust me.
And it was just, wasn't it like a pair of pants that I forget what it was related to?
Riding pants, like for horseback riding or whatever. She's like, I don't know what size he is or how big he is.
And then she had a cake for him and lit candles. I'm like, this is terrible. Like, I feel awful for her. I'm just like, I want her to find this damn kid. Like, this is awful. It's like depressing.
There goes Eric again, dropping his phone.
I don't even know how that happened. Sorry.
Joe. Go on. Joe meets up with Dominic, aka you, and brings him the stuff that he took from Channing's room.
Did you catch something though with this Dominic, that when they called? I don't remember which time, but it sounded like a female that one time that it called, or he called.
Really? I always feel like it sounds like a female trying to be a man, so I didn't really.
I don't know. This time I heard full female, and then later on, and I heard that weird scream voice again, and I was like, okay. So then I knew, I thought that was weird, because it felt like the voice thing was off or something when it, I guess you didn't catch that, but I did. It happened, I swear.
But Joe is getting suspicious because he's like, what are you looking for? I don't know what you're looking for. He's like, there's no way I'm getting back in there again. He's like, I'll let you, well, Dominic's like, I'll let you know what I find in this. And Joe starts to get defensive. He starts to think that maybe Dominic is the real killer and that he's being set up somehow.
I was wondering what happened because I'm like, why would he bring him the stuff and then run? I was so confused.
Yeah, so Dominic pulls a gun on him again to get out of there.
Dominic always has the gun ready.
Well,
as you should.
Because, you know, that one time Joe did pull a gun on him, so now he's like, he stays strapped. Like, he's ready.
Yeah, and I guess it is hard to trust somebody that you don't know their motives. Like, you just say they're helping you, but are they? You're like, I guess I would be the same.
Yeah.
But I would have went through the papers myself first. Like, I don't think he did that, but I would have.
He did, because he was reading some stuff, and he was reading a letter that Channing wrote to a woman. And I thought, I was like, I wonder if that was to Santana.
Hmm.
That was before he, like, delivered it to Dominic.
Yeah, there's a lot we have to find out about Channing. I feel like there's stuff leaking to us, but we're not knowing this full story.
Yeah, I almost wish they would show flashbacks of him when he was alive. Yeah.
They did.
I don't even remember flashbacks. If it's going to be the same actor from the pilot or not.
The same. They did the voice ones with Santana when she was having memories, but that's, they didn't show picture or show visions or whatever.
Yeah. Jade borrows Ted's car to go on her screen test, but she like drives into or backs into a pole.
Backs into a pole. Move.
Ted got over that really quick because Danny broke it to him like
that was so funny.
He was like, I'm sick of girls making fun of me because I'm dressed up like a pirate. He's like, well, I have good news. He's like, they're not going to make fun of you in your car dressed up like a pirate. I almost said
Ted. Yeah.
He was like, okay. He's like, why? He's like, because you don't have a car. And he was like, bye.
Literally backing out the door as he said that. It was great. I'm like, That's exactly probably what I would have done.
The music and everything with this is so sitcom-y. Like you said, it's like Three's Company with the three of them. And I'm just like,
it is.
My eyes at it. It's so annoying.
I still like it. I don't, again, like, it's not moving, but I'm like, I still enjoy it. I don't know.
But yeah, like I said, I feel like Santana's also kind of flirting with CC. Like, he's working out, and I feel like she's like, ooh, you stay in good shape. And she's kind of like moving her tits. And I feel like her mother clocked it because she's like, Santana, can I talk to you before you leave? She's like, what are you doing?
And I like Santana and Cruz. I'm like, I can see them.
I think Matt told me that Santana and Cruz were supposed to be. But then Eden came on and they kind of changed trajectory.
And it gets a ruined.
Yeah. But maybe they'll pursue it as long as this actress is on. Who knows? Maybe it'll be like
a
triangle.
We'll see.
But
I like it.
Santana's helping Cruz find a place to live. She finds him like a houseboat. That was pretty funny. I was thinking about the fancy face on Days, and that always felt like a very small set. And there was like they're like one common area and then the bedroom. This felt like a studio apartment.
It's funny with the houseboat because I'm on Ryan's Hope, the one character has a houseboat as well. I'm like, how weird. Like, I'm watching two soaps with a houseboat involved. But they're cute. I like the set of it. It's neat on both of them.
Even on 90210 in like season 8, one of the characters lived on a houseboat. They lived on Donna's parents' boat. And that was like comparable to the fancy face. Like, it was small.
Right.
This looked like a yacht. Like, it was like a studio apartment.
Yeah. It was.
We saw Peaches a few times. She was like helping
Jay. Yeah.
When they were practicing the dance routine, I was like, okay, Peaches, look at you getting down.
So yeah, we got to talk about that dance routine. So that's apparently for this team. Did they even want a dance routine? Like, I'm like, what is she supposed to do on this screen test? They wanted her to just dance to Cyndi Lauper.
I don't know. I feel like Jade was just trying to make sure all her bases were covered because she wasn't sure what they were going to want.
It was so embarrassing. I'm like, how did she do this? Like, how did, like, multiple times. And then they were like, do it sexier. And she's like, no. I'm trying.
It was
sexier meaning nude, I guess.
Was this when they were dancing to Girls Just Want to Have Fun? Or was that the actual screen test?
Yeah, that was the screen test. The Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I think they did it both multiple times. We hear the same songs multiple times.
Well, when she does the screen test, he's like, drop a few buttons, and she does willingly. And then he's just like, he basically tells her she needs to be nude, and she's like, I gotta think about this.
Yeah. So and then like, she goes home and says it was great.
That's what it is.
She what?
I was like, right, he wants her to be naked because he wants her to be in porn. That's what he wants.
These dirty dogs. Oh, and I remember when she was getting there too, I think he said, oh, jailbait's here. Like, yeah, they know that the other she's girls. Underage.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, I need more movement in the story, or I need it to end, even though it's only been a month, technically.
Yeah. I'm feeling that with, like, every story, though. Like, I don't know. Everything's kind of slow a little bit.
So but I like it when I'm watching it. Like, I almost feel like I'm watching a primetime soap, but nothing's
same. Same. I like it too, but then if you think about it, really not much has happened.
The production value is good.
Right. Kelly and Joe have the same conversation every time they meet up. Peter and Augusta have the same conversation every time they meet up. Like, nothing's moving.
I'm kind of into Peter. I think he's sexy. When he was like shirtless, I was like, Peter.
I'm not too into Peter. He gets on my nerves, so I don't think he's sexy.
I was a shock.
I mean,
his sexy body.
I was more distracted by Cruz's legs in his shorty shorts. I'm like, all right, Cruz. Show them legs. He was stretching those legs in the one episode.
See, Peter was giving me Gary Ewing and his boom booms vibe. I'm into this.
There you go.
We didn't see Warren this week, which is Augusta's son, the lifeguard.
You're like, you know, I totally forget about him. You sent me a picture of him on something, didn't you? And I was like, is that the guy in the red short? he's forgettable in a way. They don't do anything with him.
So I guess after the drunken incident or meet up with Joe and his father, he went to Augusta, and they ended up making love. So you got your wish. You were like, I want them to bang.
Yes, I was happy. Yeah, so he went there. What did he? I forget what he said. He got to the door and he's like, I don't remember what he said.
Well, the next morning when they do it again.
Yeah.
Dominic calls her house and he like sets a meetup and they do it again. And I was laughing because Augusta was like leaning into him and she's like, touch my arm. And I was like, okay, that's sexy. Touch my arm. She wanted him to feel her pulse. She's like, now touch my neck.
My neck.
See what you do to me? She's like, it doesn't matter where you touch me. My pulse is racing.
I know. I was like,
I like that. It was very soap opera. Her and her like silk like pajamas, I guess, if you want to call them. And how he lifted her and carried her to the bed and they went at it again. It's very old.
Yeah. School.
I loved it.
It was. And I was like, first of all, I thought, like, damn, that's kind of hot. And then at the same time, I was like, how did they get through this and not laugh? Like, they, like, with some of the dialogue. Like, that takes true talent.
I always think about the earlier episodes where Augusta said to him, do you like aggressive women?
I guess he does.
So we also had Lakin, who picked up the phone when Joe was on the phone with Dominic. So
yeah,
her mother does sleep around, or she's sleeping with Joe at least. And she always got mad at Warren when he would bring that up.
And I guess she knows something creepy is going on, right? Because she heard about. Because did she not hear him? I think she hung up a little bit after. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think she was more singularly focused on the fact that he was in her bedroom, so she knows what her mother did.
Oops.
So Joe leaves, and Minx, so Joe leaves after sleeping with her, and then Minx comes in, and she, like, scolds her, and she's like, don't scold me when your son's doing the same thing, and she's like, I will defend my son, even though I know that he has questionable had done some questionable things.
And yeah. I like how Augusta fought for herself too, though.
Yeah.
She's like, he's banging girls. I can do what I want. It's my house too.
Right.
Get it, girl. I can't wait to meet Lionel, actually. I'm curious.
So then Joe goes home. It looks like just a shower and then go back to Augusta's for work. Because like, Peter's there and he's like pissed that Joe's working there. And at this point, Augusta's like, this is my man. Like, don't hurt my man. So she's like, you need to leave.
Right? She was very protective of him. Yes.
Peter says like she just made a $100,000 mistake, like he's not gonna pay her because she's helping Joe.
Yeah.
What else happened? Was that it for them?
I think that's it for them. Yeah, we had Minx, they had the conversation. Minx and Lakin had a cute little back and forth.
Oh, because Lakin confronted her mother about that, about the
with
Joe, and she wants to see Ted, and her mother's like, absolutely not. And she's like, I'm gonna do what I want. She's like, I don't care what you say. She's like, if you're gonna carry on like this, then I'm gonna do what I want. So she packs bag and she's going to LA, and she tells her grandmother that her mother doesn't approve of it, and her grandmother's like, do what you want. She's like, I'll hold down the fort here for you.
She said, I'll handle your mother. Yeah. I like their relationship. That's cute. Yeah. I feel like that is very grandmother. And then we have Santana with that.
Danny actually end up getting, I guess, like a stunt job.
That was silly. That was so silly. Like, did they really do that back then? Like, just fighting in the studio? Like, that was ridiculous. And they're like, oh, that was great. And I'm like, your secretary like got knocked out. See that?
And Jade, like, Jade told Lakin to come. She's like, yeah, you could stay with Peaches. I'm sure she won't mind. Thanks for offering up somebody else's apartment without even asking them. And she's like,
she's like,
in my bed. It doesn't matter.
bed. She's like, we'll figure it out, basically.
So what I'm wondering is, originally it was just the two guys. So these two guys had one bedroom with one bed. Were they sleeping in the bed together? Were they trading off who slept in the bed, like before Jade showed up?
I'm guessing one on the sofa, one on the bed. I don't know. They never made it clear.
I don't even know if they have a sofa.
I thought they did. I thought I saw a sofa, but maybe they don't. I don't remember.
I
think they were sleeping on it.
We've seen them like sitting in like the kitchen chairs with pillows sleeping.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Or
maybe they don't.
What was the cliffhanger? Was there a cliffhanger?
There was Dominic again and Joe.
Oh, right. So somebody else showed up, right?
Yeah.
So then Joe went to chase after them and Dominic ran.
as usual.
Yeah. I like how they show like just his face with the hat and it's like that beard. It's a fake beard.
And the car was coming right at Joe.
Oh, right. That was the cliffhanger, that it looks like he's about to get hit by a car.
It looks like he definitely is going to get hit by that car. I'd be, unless he jumps like
and rolls on the hood.
Kind of. Yeah, like instead of getting hit by it, at least if you jump, you probably have a better chance, you know, of living. But if he gets hit by it, he's going to be fucked.
Yeah. And that was pretty much it.
Santana with that scarf, I thought was weird. She had the scarf that Cece's dead wife gave her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like curious to, I guess she's still trying to win him over, you know, like just to stay close, keep him close.
Yeah. Maybe she's hoping, because she does keep slipping in the sun every once in a while. And he's like, I told you I don't want to talk about this. So
yeah.
She feels like the closer she gets them, she could wear him down. One of the episode titles on the playlist said Brandon's birthday. I was like, who's Brandon? And then I remembered it was the kid.
Oh, the son?
Yeah.
Is that her son?
Yeah.
I don't think I remember that either. I didn't even remember his name.
Did they even tell us?
And Peaches was on. She gave Jade advice. I do have that.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see her around. Augusta did make a comment about Joseph's stubble.
She liked it.
And I put, get it, girl. Yeah, I think that's all we got. Cruz was around, but he didn't really do much, but just lay around. I guess he's healing, even though he looks perfectly fine. What did they say happened to him? Did he, because he was in the explosion.
He was in an explosion. Maybe the impact of it broke some ribs or something. I don't know.
Maybe. He looks fine, though.
Like, yeah, he's up and walking. He got this place, so maybe starting next week, he'll be, like, doing stuff.
He could at least limp around.
Yeah, he's hardcore flirting with Santana, I feel like.
I have Lucky Star plays and Jade breaks the mirror.
All right, Lucky Star plays. It's funny. Oh, 1984. This was like a new song back then.
Well, I thought it was the musical version at first because it was like a couple minutes and it was just the music. And then I heard, I think it was Madonna, but I'm not sure. Did they have rights to music back then? Like, I figured they would not be. I don't know.
Kelly played Time After Time Again, and I remember you saying that wasn't Cyndi Lauper.
It didn't sound like Cyndi Lauper.
I was listening, and I'm like, is it Cyndi Lauper? Like, I couldn't tell.
But Girls Just Want to Have Fun sounded like Cyndi Lauper, I think. I don't know.
Did they buy the rights to that whole album? They're just going to play all her singles?
They could. I remember As the World Turns, when I was watching, they played like the entire Mariah Carey album, and I'm not even lying. They played every track in every scene of As the World Turns. And I don't know what the deal was with that, because I never remember like that happening before. So I don't know if Procter & Gamble were involved with like Mariah somehow, and they're like, let's play the whole CD. It was in like every scene. There was a different Mariah song on from that one album that was released that year. It was really weird.
Maybe it was a maybe it was a
problem. I thought it was because I love Mariah, and I was like, oh, this is fun. But I wasn't paying attention to any of the words they were saying because I was listening to the bops. But yeah, we only saw Tony once this week, and I think it was only in like one or two scenes.
Yeah, it was just for Cruz.
So I don't know. I guess she's going to leave soon or just disappear. Yeah, that's all we got.
All right. So I'll wrap this up. Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of Queers and Soap Santa Barbara. Hopefully we will not be gone for long for the next batch of episodes.
I want to watch more.
As always, you can find us on all the socials at Queers and Soaps. And until next time, have a great night. Bye.
Bye.